And the government, understandably, doesn't want to get into the regulation of the boxing business, I think, in this case, understandably. However, that's the only way it could ever be cleansed, with a uniformity of not just physical safeguards, but administration, the licensing of sleazy promoters and trainers and managers and so on. So that was my moral dilemma. And I think that if professional boxing continues the way it's going, that I think you'll see it abolished in Great Britain, where there's a huge movement on to do that. It's already been abolished in Sweden and Norway, with no noticeable deterioration of their respective civilizations as a consequence. And I think ultimately we will reach a point in this country where the hue and cry will be such that it may be abolished.
If Bob Beamon's jump is the apex of the thrill of victory, what is the prime example of the agony of defeat?
I think Bob Beamon's jump is the apex of the thrill of victory, as I had hoped to describe earlier, based upon the fact that he was unaccepted after that victory, but what he did in Spain, what he did in coming back to Montreal, that to me, Bob Beamon, by the way, is now a much happier man. He works in the Dade County Parks Department at Key Biscayne in Crandon Park, and he's working with youngsters, which is what he lives for. And that human spirit of his is the apex of victory. Now, the agony of defeat to me has never been lodged in losing a game. The agony of defeat to me is one in, however impactful I may personally have been, not being impactful enough to execute or see executed some of the changes I'd like to see in our absence of journalism coverage in American sport. But I think maybe the greatest agony of defeat in the sense in which the question was intended was lodged in Jackie Roosevelt Robinson, who, when he left baseball, was heartbroken that he was never given the opportunity to go on from there in the sport where he made not sports history, but American history.
In today's Washington Post, writer Shirley Povich said, "You received a baseball education on Tuesday night at the hands of Earl Weaver. Is it true or false?"
I have no comment on that. That's just beneath comment. Anybody who saw that game, that's just silly. I understand Shirley. He's an octogenarian now, and he's quite bitter. And I wish him well. I really do. He's been on that tirade for a lot of years, and I deliberately didn't go into that kind of thing today because, quite clearly, that kind of journalism is unworthy.
If sports violence is so reprehensible, why do television networks use example of violence to hype the shows?
I think that's a very fair question. I think I don't agree with the three networks putting the monies up front to carry professional boxing and that kind of violence. I don't like to see the spins, the crashes in motor racing, and I think we make a mistake when we do it. It's as simple as I can be about that.
Considering the criticism of the British press at Wimbledon, how do you feel the U.S. media stands in the universe of sports reporting?
That's not an uninteresting question. We are much better than the British press. You have to be over there, as I have been so many times in my life. And I happen to love London. I think it's the second greatest city in the world. I could live in London for all of my life. But their treatment I've covered Wimbledon. Their treatment of John McEnroe is just disgraceful. It's just utterly disgraceful. I don't care what a young man's behavioral pattern has been. I don't pretend that our own coverage of John McEnroe has been altogether fair either. I don't condone bad manners, but you have to look at the total values of life. I don't think it was properly reported in this country by either my medium or print that when a man in Bophuthatswana, which is a geographic device for the perpetuation of apartheid, sought to get a match over in his hotel, because Bophuthatswana is nothing more than a hotel and a casino with a golf course and a tennis court, he guaranteed John $1 million, win or lose, to play Bjorn. Bjorn accepted. John wouldn't. He wouldn't go there. Some of our golfers have. Some of our boxers have. I personally have violently disagreed. I've campaigned with Arthur Ashe against that. John didn't go. Instead, he went to Florida and played in a tournament without a cent, and indeed made a contribution in the fight against hunger. I think the British press are obnoxious, are obsessed in their coverage of Wimbledon. I think the United States media people are much better, but I also find fault there.